Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. We start with baseball and the new acquisition of Todd Frazier for the White Sox, who picked him up yesterday. And they are approaching this offseason a lot like they did last. And as many have called for a complete rebuild, General Manager Rick Hahn today says if that made sense for that team, they would definitely do it.
I don't think there's any sort of, I don't know how you put it, a zealot-like belief that we have to go all in every season. There's a dogmatic mandate from above saying we have to do everything in our power to win and win now, regardless of what assets we have under control or where the division sits or any other ancillary factors that go into evaluating your chances to win.
Hahn talking with Spiegel and Goff today, who did not rule out the possibility of another pickup. White Sox have appeared to be looking for some outfield help. In Texas, the Rangers have announced a one-year contract for Justin Ruggiano, formerly with the Cubs. Rajay Davis has signed with Cleveland. Blackhawks will take on Edmonton tonight at the United Center. Corey Crawford will get the start in goal. Ryan Garbutt is going to play. He's been a healthy scratch in the last several games. The Bears today practicing as they get ready for their game against Minnesota on Sunday. Pernell McPhee was able to be on the field today in practice. He's still dealing with the sore knee, and he was limited. Sherrick McManus with a concussion, having to sit out. And Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Miller both sick. They sat out of practice today as well. We've got some football on the score tonight. The Rams will take on the Buccaneers. The broadcast beginning at 7 o'clock. And for Pro Bowl voting, the fan vote is out. The results are out, and Tom Brady leading all fan votes. Of course, players and coaches get to vote for NFL Pro Bowl as well. Join 670 The Score Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m. for Chicago Park District Skating in the Park at Reese Park Ice Rink in Chicago. For information, visit 670thescore.com/nightout. 670 weather, partly cloudy overnight, low of 26, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 33. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Here you are, Mr. Football.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
When I was working for the Bears, they used to call me Mr. Goodfellow because I always thought with optimism.
We always called each other Goodfellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand?
Writer for National Football Post.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Kenny, play action. Back to pass, fires right. Caught, Kyle Rudolph, touchdown. Hand off Adrian Peterson. He gets out to the right side. Stiff arms a Charger in the 40. Touchdown! 43-yard touchdown. Rodgers back to pass. He fires deep. Diggs open. Caught.
What a catch.
He left his feet for a touchdown.
What a catch.
Stephon Diggs' first National Football League touchdown was absolutely spectacular.
Greg Gabriel.
This is a winning combination, and we're going to keep it going.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:04 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, let's have some football conversation here.
First thing we're going to do is give something away. Caller 5 to 312-591-6700 wins a $50 Lover's Lane gift card. Used in store and online at loverslane.com. And now we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is on Twitter at Greg Gabe. Greg Gabriel's on The Score. Hello, Greg.
How are you today?
We're doing well. How about you, my friend?
Well, not too bad. Maybe we can have a nice weekend because they're playing on the road. And
they're better. They're
playing a lot better on the road than they have at home.
Is there any reason for that, by the way? Would that frustrate you? Would that make you go out of your mind that you're 1-6 on your field?
It's very troublesome, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why. But they have played their best football of the season on the road, play more consistently, play a little bit more physical game, not make as many mistakes, pay attention to detail a little bit more. Last week, they started off very sluggish. You know, I thought they outplayed Washington in the second half, but in the first half, they were getting pushed all over the field, and that was the difference in the game.
So what matters now for the Bears?
You know, you want to create some sort of momentum going into the offseason and carrying over to the next year. So, you know, you don't want to lose these games. Now, obviously, the people who are involved in the draft, they could care less. Excuse me. They, you know, they'd want to see the Bears get as high a pick as they can. But from a coaching standpoint, you want to win the games. You want to find out, you know, who is going to play under adverse conditions, who's going to play in a losing season, find out a little bit about more about these guys, and then there's going to be some young players that they really haven't had the opportunity to play that much this year. We might see a little bit of them in the last 3 weeks.
I think the offense, I was trying to think, remember while we were talking, Greg, if their offensive line has been better on the road than it has at home, too, because all I remember is somebody Monday seemingly talking about, oh, my God, they got, and even, you know, the guys I think are good had a rough day on Sunday, but there's just some blocks that were missed and chaos that was created just for no reason that I can see. And I was trying to think, are they that bad on the road? And the answer is probably not, right? I mean, they can't be. They play better on the road.
They do. And like I said, I have no reason why. It's just the way it's been this season. You know, for every other club, you play better at home.
Yep.
For this team, they're playing better on the road, and you've got the fan base behind you, so it's something I can't understand.
This is a question I've been meaning to ask, and it bothers me every week. And it might be more of a coaching question than a scouting question. What is so hard on a kickoff return or a punt return to avoid an illegal block to the back? It's happening right in front of you. I don't know why professional athletes have such a difficult time overcoming the instinct of blocking. Is it on purpose and they think they're going to get away with it? Can they not help it? Why does it happen so often?
Obviously, you're just losing concentration, and that's the only answer. I mean, you practice it all week. You're told don't block the guy in the back, and yet I think on probably 40 or 50% of the returns this year, we've had a blocking in the back penalty call.
Yep.
And, you know, it hurts field position. I mean, the difference between being on the 35-yard line or the 15-yard line or the 10-yard line, and that has a drastic effect on what your play calling is going to be for the start of a drive. So they're, even though they don't seem like huge penalties, they are because they change field position so drastically.
I mean, I understand physical mistakes in all sports.
But you can't block if you can read the damn number.
I get that. I mean, it's like an outfielder throwing to the wrong base. You know, some things that at that level just shouldn't happen. It certainly shouldn't happen as continually as it does. It's not just the Bears. I see it in all over the NFL. It happens.
It's another thing that's beyond me. I mean, you know, another thing you go to is dropping your head before you make a tackle, leading with your helmet. You know, I started playing football when I was 8 years old, and that was one of the first things I was taught. never use your head. Always keep your face up when you make contact with somebody. Yet there's so many people that drop their head, and it's, you know, that's the surest way to get a broken neck or neck injury. Yet they do it time and time again in the NFL, do it in college also, and it's got to be a coaching thing or whatever, because these guys make these continual mistakes week after week, not just with the Bears, with teams all over football, whether it's college or the NFL.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I look at the same thing and I go, holy crap, are you kidding me? You're right, because I see guys that actually take a flying leap at a guy where you can read his number and think they're, I don't quite get it. I understand you want field position. You desperately want to make this block. You want, this is the one guy you think you got to get, and your guy can go. But what I'm saying is they're kind of conditioned. It's not like John Fox or the special team coach or anybody else is going to talk them out of it, Greg. I mean, it's just something, to me, it isn't like it just started that day. I mean, it seemed like something that my guess would be that they've probably done this for a long time, and I don't know why. You don't know why. I don't think anybody knows why.
Really simple. You see the guy's back, you don't touch him. End of discussion. You know, and don't put yourself in that position where you can get a penalty called. It's beyond me that you see it happen game after game, week after week. Teams all over the league, I mean, these are professional football players. They're supposed to know what they're doing, and it's a stupid penalty, and it hurt, like I said before, it hurts drives, yet we see it all the time.
Give us a window into overall where, per your experience, an NFL front office is at this point of a season like this. They don't know exactly where they're going to pick. They know they're likely to not make the playoffs, and you've got the College Bowl season starting, so there's going to be some scouts dispatched to watch some guys in some games. What's the state of any prototype draft board at this point? What conversations are being had about maybe switching some directions? Hey, I want you to look at cornerbacks, or I want you to make sure you check out this guy. Are they starting to shift gears at all because of the way the season's going and based on the body of work of some of what they now may know about their own roster?
Well, you're going to know what your needs are, and theoretically you should have been scouting players at those need positions all throughout the season. At the same time, we don't know who's going to be in the draft. You know, the last 2 years, there's been close to 100 underclassmen entered in each of the last two drafts. So, and the same thing's going to probably happen again this year, yet it's going to be January 18th before you know who those players are. Sure, some of them are going to announce beforehand that they're going to enter the draft, but it's not official until January 18th, and then it's trying to play catch-up. Now, should you have been scouting these guys all along during the course of the season? Absolutely, and you're going to have a pretty good idea of how they can play, but you cannot go in. I can't go into a school and ask a coach about an underclassman unless he first offers the information to the scouting staff. You know, if he says, hey, this guy may come out, you better take a look at him. Then you can ask him about the guy's character, background, etc. But if they don't offer the information, you can't ask any of the questions or all the pertinent questions until after January 18th when he's officially in the draft. So that, you know, it's going to come into play. That's a lot of catch-up work that you got to do starting in January. As far as the bowl games, you've already had a whole season looking at these guys. You might, you know, have an opportunity to go to your scouts to send some scouts to a couple of games. They have a bowl lottery where there's only X amount of spaces available in the press box for NFL scouts, and so the league has a lottery, and they tier the bowls. They have like four different tiers of the bowl games, and so, you know, you may get of the top tier, you may get a scouting credential for two of those games, and then two of the games in tier B and two of the games in tier C, so to speak, but you're not going to get an opportunity to go to all of them.
Do any of those coaches, you say, and I know years ago this happened, I won't even mention the coach, but do you when you talk to those coaches, would they give you 100% unvarnished truth?
You know, it's a great question, and it gets to the fact of no one understand the person you're getting the information from. You know, the first time you're going to talk to this guy, you may assume he's giving you the correct information, and you're going to learn later on whether it was in fact the right information. Mm-hmm. And when you find out that he's not giving you correct information, you're not going to go to him anymore, or you're going to take it with a grain of salt. And the scout can't just go to one source at the school. He's got to. That's why I'd like to have an area scout stay within the same area all the time, so he gets to develop relationships at the different schools, especially the major schools in his territory, in his area. And he's got 4, 5, 6 different people he can go to, sources, some within the football department, some outside the football department, who have some sort of connection with football, and find out as much as they can about the player.
How about this Old Miss guy that jumped out of the hotel window because he was worried about being caught smoking weed? That was a new one.
Well, yeah, wasn't he about 8 floors up or something? I mean, it's amazing he's not dead. But, you know, there's a guy who's had a lot of hype. You knew that he was going to be 3 and out once he enrolled at Mississippi. But then when you watch him on tape, you go, he's not that great. He's got talent to be a real good player, but you don't see it. In three years, he's got like 8 career sacks, so he's not going to be a sack artist. As a defensive lineman, he's more of a run stuffer.
You know, but my rule, I've got a long-held scouting rule, is anytime a guy drops for something related to marijuana, there's value there. Because there have been so many guys, I don't care. Because
yeah, a bunch of really good players have been that guy.
And the entire league is high.
And don't forget scouting directors, also high.
All scouted very well.
Also high.
But, I mean, the entire league uses the drug for various reasons, and even the commissioner himself he said he wants to find out what the medicinal properties might be to help the players recover, and they're open to anything. So if it means,
help himself recover.
With all of the tisking of these players getting caught with weed, okay, that's fine. Then that's maybe I can get him at a different place and get above slot level for my draft value.
Look, you have to be real about the situation. You know, kids are going to be kids, and they're going to do certain things. At the same time, though, when a kid ends up testing positive when he goes to the combine, that's a red flag.
Oh, I know I might be drafting an idiot, but it might be a really fast
idiot.
But
he'd still take an idiot, I think, is what he's saying.
I don't mind a real fast idiot.
The problem is, though, is that once he tests positive at the combine, he's in the program.
Oh.
Okay. He's already got a strike against him. And the red flag is, how can you be so stupid as to go to the combine and test positive? Can't you stay clean for 6 weeks?
Right, so that just ups the ante and the next positive
trust
for
level,
the suspension. Yeah. Right, okay, mm-hmm. I see what you mean. I guarantee you I'm probably taking an idiot, but a guy who maybe falls around, you know, who goes from a would-be, you know, second-round pick who ends up being in the third round, I think you can start justifying some of the value there when they do fall to that point.
Oh, there's no question. As long as you've done your homework and you find out as much as you can about the player, about, what he does with his time when he's not playing football, find out about his upbringing. And I'm not just talking about, you know, a guy who's been smoking dope, but just, you know, all his off-field activities. Who does he hang around with? You know, we used to, there was a red flag with the league, and this goes back probably about 7 or 8 years, and it's still there, with gang affiliations. And you want it, and so we were looking at the tattoos very closely just to see if there's any gang-related type tattoos on these guys, on their arms, necks, or whatever.
That's Aaron Hernandez. I mean, but how would you, like, you bringing in an expert? Is that like you are going to be able to tell some faction of
the
Crips?
Yeah, Greg can read it.
One from the
Greg
other.
Greg can read it.
We had a guy that was a gang expert who would, you know, you get a front and back photograph of the players from the combine, and, you know, stripped down so they're just in like boxing shorts type thing, and then you're getting a close-up view front and back, so you just look at it with a, very closely, look at the tattoos, and just to see if there was any type of gang-related tattoos. Certain gangs have certain designs that they may have in some of their tats, and we just had a look at that closely just to see, and there was a few cases where there were some guys that we red flagged because of that.
So did you ever take one?
No.
Hmm. Did any of those guys end up being really good NFL players?
You know, and In all honesty, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
That means they were good then.
But I know.
Greg said, I don't know. All
Pro Bowlers.
In Aaron Hernandez's case, I don't think we saw anything with the tattoos, but it didn't go that far anyway. He was off the board.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was just a no, even though the skill was obvious?
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's an undersized guy, too. And you look at the offense we were playing then, he was like 225 pounds when he came out of Florida. And he wasn't a blocker, so you had to have an offense design where he was going to be a flex tight end, slot tight end type of guy. And we weren't playing that. When he came out, we weren't playing that type of offense. So, you know, he wasn't going to be a great fit anyway, but the area scout did a tremendous job on doing the background, and he basically said, we don't want him.
Well, we've got you here. What was your final report on Adrian Peterson coming out of college?
As good as they're going to be. You know, the top player. What you worried about with Adrian Peterson was not his talent. You knew he was going to be a superstar, was that he already had a couple knee surgeries when he came out of, before he came out of Oklahoma.
Right, he did.
So that was the one worry, was the longevity. And he's turned out to be a genetic freak that he's been able to overcome. And he's had a surgery since he's been in the league. He's been able to overcome it and play at a high level for a long time.
And there were no, I beat my child tats on him either, were there?
No,
nothing on him?
Actually, character-wise, there wasn't any, if I recall, there wasn't any problem with him coming out at all.
I didn't remember either. I didn't think there were as well. So, I mean, no matter how much you do, Greg, you still could get caught, can't you? You just never, you're 100% sure of anything.
Well, he had a tough upbringing, and if I recall correctly, his father had spent some time in the big house, but that wasn't a concern because of the way, you know, all the reports on him as far as the way he lived his life was very clean.
You mean at Michigan?
No, we've been prison. I don't think he means the big house in Michigan.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot today. Greg, I'm an idiot every day,
yeah,
actually.
You really are. Greg, thank you, as
Love
always.
You, Greg. Thanks.
Okay, guys.
My friend.
Next week.
Greg Gabriel. That was good stuff there, yep. As we get as well from Brian Billick, who's going to join us in 20 minutes. And then at 5 o'clock, who you crapping? We expect big things from you. And the big start, the big
I'm
finish.
I'm worried today.
Why?
I just the early telephone calls is not promising.
Don't count White Sox calls.
White Sox fans can crap, can't they?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, that was quite a first run of calls that we had there, wasn't it?
My heart is not right now. It's a thump.
All right, we will shock you back into proper sinus rhythm. Boris and Bernstein on the score.
The Cubs are winning the offseason, adding Hayward, Lackey, and Zobrist to an already talented team.
The Cubs being so young, having a great core of guys, and the intelligence of everyone involved saying that they want to be able to put that kind of group together going forward, that's over.
The time to go for it is officially here, Cubs. Fans. And remember, when spring finally arrives, you can listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars everywhere. Star Wars Christmas ornaments, Star Wars oven mitts, Star Wars lipstick, Star Wars ugly sweater. Hey, here's an original twist. What if you could take sports figures and compare them to Star Wars characters? Somebody should blog that. Imagine the page views. Has anybody ever tried that? Oh, that's right. Everybody has tried that. We need an original twist. Oh, here it is. Kobe Bryant. Like every athlete on the planet, he was asked what Star Wars character he would be. He said Darth Vader, of course, but I don't take orders from the Emperor, so Darth Emperor maybe. I see what you did there. You combined two characters. The movie is out tonight, so the what character would you be question can stop right now. And for the record, I'd be Luke Solo. And you know it. I'm Jim Rome.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation, anything you want. It's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
All right, guys, there's still time for a Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Better yet, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set that includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, that's guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them Jason George Goff, playa!
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
It's your last chance to donate for 2015.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir, and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today. Uh-huh. Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Joy to the toolbox. The Home Depot has Husky's 60-piece mechanics tool set for just $79.97. So let's make any tool lover a little merrier this year. These tools are guaranteed forever, and their 100-position ratchet fits just about anywhere, which, right now, includes under the Christmas tree. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with the Husky 60-piece mechanics tool set, just $79.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff.
The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
See you there.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Hello,
so as mentioned, that the Joe Sheehan series, his subscription newsletter, and by the way, if you're not getting that, you're a bad baseball fan, because it's just better information there than you get elsewhere. I know people consume Joe's stuff for free via Sports Illustrated and other stuff, but the timeliest, best, most complete stuff arrives right in your email inbox, and it's like $25 a year to be a smarter baseball fan. He has concluded the 30 teams in 30 hours by posting his piece on the Chicago Cubs. And there's a lot here where he breaks down the specifics of the John Lackey deal, which he loves, the Ben Zobrist deal, which he likes, and the trade of Starlin Castro for Adam Warren. It was a more interesting piece than I thought he was, actually. And then, of course, the Hayward deal, which is just spectacular. And his conclusion here is the Cubs signed three free agents. Two of them were among the best bargains of the winter. Zobrist is a bit of an overpay, perhaps underestimating the decline risk of a 35-year-old losing a step defensively. Because the deal is a $12 million final year, though, walking away at the end will be less painful for the Cubs. With a nod to the Diamondbacks, the Cubs aren't only having the best offseason of any team, they have built the best team in baseball. The lineup of Hayward, Zobrist, Rizzo, Bryant, Schwarber, Soler, Montero, and Russell. The bench, Baez, Coughlin, Ross, La Stella, Caesar. Your starting pitchers, Arrieta, Lester, Lackey, Hendricks, Hamill. And your relief crew, Rondon, Strope, Cahill, Warren, Richard, Wood, and Grimm. It's not a great defensive team. The bullpen was effective last year, but it still doesn't inspire confidence. I'm not sure any team can match the Cubs 1-5 or 1-10, though. They have tremendous frontline talent with a lineup that could lead the NL in runs and a rotation that has no pitcher projected to be a below-average starter. They may not be done, either. Could Baez be used to get a young center fielder? How about prospects such as Billy McKinney, Albert Almora, and Ian Happ, most of whom now seem to be blocked at the MLB level? Top prospect Gleyber Torres may be as well, but is both good enough and far away enough, it's less of a concern. The Cubs' 2016 payroll is still just $126 million for 13 players. Although Jake Arrieta is about to get paid in arbitration, they could reasonably add another highly paid player if they wanted to. More likely, they'll seek out trade options that give them controllable talent, and if nothing falls into place, go into the season with the above. If the Cubs do nothing between now and opening day, they'll be projected to win the NL Central. It doesn't guarantee a pennant or a championship, of course. It does, however, validate the process that put the Cubs where they are today.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The pickup of Todd Frazier for the White Sox and their offense has improved, at least on paper. And for a team that desperately needs it, manager Robin Ventura today says this is one way to go.
So when we started looking at the pitching that we received and got last year, we added some bullpen depth last year, and I think they responded very well throughout the season, and now you're seeing we need to make some improvements offensively in some position areas.
Meanwhile, GM Rick Hahn was on with Spiegel and Goff today on The Score, and you can hear it on 670thescore.com. He did not rule out any further acquisitions, as the Sox might be looking for some outfield help. The Rangers have signed former Cub Justin Ruggiano for 1 year. The Dodgers' signing of pitcher Hisashi Iwakuma is on hold right now after problems arose with his physical, though they are not yet out on him. Corey Crawford is going to start for the Blackhawks tonight against the Oilers. Ryan Garbutt returns after being a healthy scratch. The Bears had Pernell McPhee in practice today, though limited. Alshon Jeffrey sat out with an illness. Zach Miller again sitting out because he was sick too. NFL on The Score tonight. Rams take on the Bucks. We've got the broadcast at 7 o'clock. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's December sales event going on now. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
And we've got our guy Brian Billick coming up in just a few moments. You always catch up on the NFL things with him. We don't ask him strictly Bears questions. And at this point, I think I've asked enough Bears questions for the week, actually.
Have you talked to anybody that's seen Concussion?
No.
Okay. Nobody yet?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm still getting a steady stream of meh.
See, I'm getting a steady stream of I know it all. You know what I mean? What am I going to see there's certain people that are going to be shocked by it
because they didn't know.
I've seen some.
I don't need David Morse pretending to be Mike Webster to still be horrified about what happened to Mike Webster because we actually read the story.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't need to. I don't feel any.
I get you.
Need
I,
to
I know what you
whatsoever.
Mean. They're probably going to as. When the SAG Awards are going to probably, if there's nominations in there, we'll probably get a copy of it. So I'm happy to lend it to you. But everyone says Will Smith is working really hard to be Bennett O'Malley.
Yeah, he's got that. Yeah.
And there's a couple other performances in there that are good, but it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. I mean, again, like I say, I heard Sunday it opened a lot of eyes, though. Around TV panels. I mean, holy God, did you know this? Here's what I learned. That more than like the big hits, all the little hits it had. Holy crap. Welcome to 1995. I don't think, my guess is that even when it's available, when I could sit down in the comfort of my own home and watch it on,
the only way you watch any movie now, right?
Yeah. Basically, unless we're traveling, I don't feel the need to.
I get you. Because you know what happened and you know what it's about.
I do.
Spend enough time on this show discussing it with people. And then, wait a second, what happened?
Yeah, wait, what?
They found out head injuries in football are bad. What? Brian Billick will talk football next with us on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you tired of being so nice this holiday season? Then it's time to be a little naughty and go see the girls of Polecats Gentlemen's Club. Polecats is Chicago's most upscale club and a great place to watch all the exciting football action this season. Come and enjoy all the games in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features new, larger booths, a full liquor bar, and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and stage. Take some time to be naughty this holiday and visit the girls of Polecats. Polecats is a great place to have your client or office parties. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Applicable tax. Participation may vary.
Terry Moore's here.
And his little buddy, Matt Abaticola.
And you know what it is, Maddie? It's the final days of our guys at Mattress Firm, their year-end sale. So right now, here's what you got to do. You got to hurry in for huge year-end savings on the best brands.
That's right. Through Tuesday, Terry, get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash, good towards frames, accessories, and delivery when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets.
Now, here's what we've been doing. We've been telling you about Mattress Firm for a while. So if you're going, I don't see a Mattress Firm, well, then you're not paying attention. But here's what you have to do. Here's how you start the process if you're going, how do I get there? MattressFirm.com will give you a phone number I want you to save about some offers they have, and it will also tell you where a nearest Mattress Firm is. I tell you what, there's 6 of them by me in an instant.
Yeah, and if you haven't been there yet, you need to get over there, check out our friends, see what they have. I'm sure you're due for a mattress. You're probably not sleeping well at night. No. And right now with these year-end savings, it's a great time to buy yourself, buy your spouse, buy your loved one a new mattress for a Christmas present. So all we're asking is you go in there, check them out, let them show you what they have. They'll walk you through the process. It's very simple. They will find you the mattress that best fits your wallet as well as your sleep style. Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer and the home of the Tempur-Pedic. So go to MattressFirm.com right now for complete finance information, where this Friday through Monday you can sleep happy with 5-year financing. You'll also find the store nearest you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs, like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99.
And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
An issue. CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Farmers.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Well, you know, Colin Kaepernick needs to sit back and take a deep breath and learn something from the sideline. Well, he's going to learn something from the sideline. He's going to learn that his organization's given up on him, and he's done there.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And we always appreciate our time with Brian Billick. Some good, honest football talk.
He's on Twitter, at Coach Billick, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You see him on NFL Network, you read him at NFL.com, and you hear him right now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Good. I'm looking at the schedule this week, and you know, sometimes you glance and you just kind of go, nothing too compelling. But boy, there's some stuff going on this week, particularly that Denver at Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, I mean, particularly in light of where both Cincinnati and Denver are with their quarterbacks, obviously, and these two teams will square off next week, which I'm not sure Howard Katz, who does the schedule for the NFL, thought that when he pitted Denver and Cincinnati against each other in the last Monday Night Football game, that it was going to be Brock Osweiler and A.J. McCarron, but that's what we've got. But obviously, because you're talking about home field advantage, and so the games and the fact that they play one another, both of them desperately need to get this win this week so that they can make that game the difference, because both would love to have that bye week, given their quarterback situation, and give another week for Andy Dalton and possibly for Peyton Manning to get healthier.
Is that what you would be waiting for? I mean, if they said, okay, Brian, look, Peyton is ready to play. I mean, there seems to be this going on. Nobody's really sure, but if Brock Osweiler is going to be the starter, what's going to happen? But is that the path you take if they said, hey, Brian, Peyton Manning's 100%? Would you say, okay, we're playing him?
You know what? I'm gonna find the best way to integrate him back into the game. I don't know that it, certainly it's not this week on the road against Pittsburgh, maybe at home against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
Do you sit Peyton Manning when you got a Brock Osweiler?
Yep.
I just got a feeling on a team that's built to win right now, and Brock Osweiler's been solid, if not, you know, not necessarily spectacular. But if I'm standing there going into the playoffs, I got a tough time looking at 17 Brock Osweiler in the game when number 18, future Hall of Famer, if he's healthy, is standing there next to me. You've got to think that's your best chance to win, isn't it? And we saw with Osweiler last week some of the things that were happening to Peyton Manning before he got hurt. The sacks, couldn't get vertical, therefore you couldn't run the game. So, maybe it's not Peyton Manning's fault when they struggled in those areas.
Well, that's when I wonder how a coach thinks when he thinks, boy, what will I be beaten up for less? Is it going? Sometimes the risk is in saying, you know what, I'm going to decide what the criticism is going to be based on the decision that I make here. So I'd rather try to defend myself against X than Y.
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, I'm sure we'll get to it, but let's spin forward for Ron Rivera about today. Play Cam Newton at the very end.
I was going to.
And we've heard about, you know, okay, yeah, that's what we do, and I get it. And how do you not honor the history of maybe going for 16-0? That adds a whole other layer to it. But even if they are 15-0, and they're going to go for 16-0, and you put Cam Newton in for all the right reasons, and I get it. I'm on board with it. And he gets hurt, Ron Rivera is going to get crucified. And just simply because it went the other way, as opposed to if he doesn't put him in and they lose the game, you know. So you're gonna it's which way you want to, you know. I'm reminded of that movie years ago with Richard Gere where it was in China. What are you gonna do? You're gonna shoot me twice, you know? You're gonna take the bullet either way. So you go with what you think's right and hope it works out right.
Did the at what point? And maybe never with you because you're quite the dude. You're the guy. Were you immune to the criticism? Did it stop bothering you, Brian? When you picked up paper, you said, "I don't give a damn what the Minneapolis Star Tribune says or Baltimore."
No, when people say they're not listening to it, they're lying. Because even if you are that disciplined, even if you can hold it at arm's length, 10 people during the course of the day are going to come up to you and say, "Hey, did you hear what those guys on Chicago radio said about you?" You know, someone's going to come point it out to you. So there is no hiding from it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of let it roll off your back. It is what it is. You get disciplined enough to where the hardest part is when you get home and your family members have heard it and now they burr up and they're going to start it all over again. You know, you just learn to not let it affect you. And then you go home and you yell at your wife and the dog and you let it all out that way.
And the movie that Brian's referring to would be Red Corner.
There you go.
Red Corner.
Good.
The 1997 Richard Gere movie. Now, you mentioned you mentioned A.J. McCarron, and I brought him up earlier when we were talking with another one of our football guys, Matt Miller, and he is unbelievably confident. I mean, some of the quotes I was reading from A.J. McCarron, I mean, even referencing Wally Pipp, even if it's in good fun, for a guy of his standing in the league to be saying that, it raised my eyebrows a little bit. And then Matt said he talked to one of McCarron's teammates who also said, yeah, the guy's not lacking for confidence. So how much do you have to say, listen, kid, I love your swagger, but let's take this seriously and understand just what you're getting into here and have a little bit of humility about this?
Yeah, you have to have athletic arrogance. Absolutely. But I don't know that I wouldn't have called him and said, you know what, I'd curtail the Tom Brady reference, okay? If for no other reason that means Andy Dalton is Drew Bledsoe, I don't know if that's going to go real well with Andy. You want to pull that comparison. But, no, you want that kind of confidence. But by the same token, you know, when you sit with a young man like that and you do all the time with rookies that want to show the confidence and they're firm and they got that steely-eyed, and you know, I also want to know that you know enough to be afraid. You know, fear is a good thing. And if you're not, it means because you don't know what's coming. So, you know, you temper that athletic arrogance, which is a good thing, with a little good common sense. A little fear is not a bad thing.
Who was the guy that had that for you? That you're just what you're talking about there, that you had that. You had to sort of do that. Was there somebody, maybe not even a quarterback?
You know, particularly young players. I'll tell you, Ryan Leaf. Like, for some reason, when Ryan Leaf was coming out, I kind of got to know him. We were on a plane together in combine and going through that whole process, and we weren't in a position to be near that. And so just kind of got to know the kid. And so we played them. I was in Minnesota, and we played them the last preseason game that year. And they were 3-0, had not lost. And he looked great. So I'm sitting there visiting with him in the pregame, and, you know, we're buds now at BFFs, and so we're just talking. He looks at me, and he goes, yeah, Coach, he says, I got to tell you, I feel good about going into the regular season after these three preseason games. I feel like they've seen about everything they could throw at.
Uh-oh.
Holy mackerel, this is not going to go well. And that's why I said, you know what, this guy doesn't know enough to be afraid, and that's going to be, and obviously it didn't go real well. Yeah, at some point you got to sit down and count some little bit, going, you know, you're not there just yet. Love the bravado. But let's have a little good common sense as well.
You can still visit with him if you don't mind a piece of plexiglass in between you.
Yeah. No, yeah. He probably blamed it on me, you know, like all the other quarterbacks I had that couldn't play. Yeah, I had that conversation with the Billick, and he ruined.
Well, I would, too. If I ever get thrown in jail, I'm blaming you, too.
Yep.
No, absolutely no question. All right, Bears and Vikings, not quite sure what any of it really means, but it's a familiar divisional opponent. Bears are hoping that the result is certainly not a familiar one from earlier this year.
Well, I got to tell you, even in loss on that Thursday night, I was impressed with Minnesota. I really was. For them to be without the, you know, Smith, and they were without Linville, Joseph, and Barr. And Teddy Bridgewater, that's the first real solid long look I had at him. And I know they lost. I think the arrow's up on this guy. I'm impressed with what they did, and they're in pretty good position. Now, I was prepared going into the game to say, I'm not sure Minnesota will win another game. Not that they'll lose them all, but the way things are going, the injury, Bridgewater, I really hadn't seen them. They're going to make a run here, and it's hard for me to see them not make the playoffs, given where their seeding is right now and who has to catch up. I don't know how well they'll do, but I was impressed with them the other day.
It's interesting because I think there's so many people, Brian, who the jury can't make up its mind, and maybe it is too early about Bridgewater. I mean, there's some that kind of liked him in the beginning, not so sure, and then those who didn't like now like you, Mike, yeah, maybe he's not so bad after all. He's really, I mean, I don't think anybody's 100% sure of anything with him yet.
No, I know North Turner believes in him. He needs to get a little more vertical. Everything's underneath. Now, he doesn't have a hole down. The Diggs kid is good. But they don't have, you know, they're not a very explosive team, so that's tough. They got to be efficient. They got to play the good defense. Obviously, anytime you can turn around and hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson, that's pretty good. But I don't know. You know, we talked about it before, yeah. And we've seen it with Blake Bortles. You get to that, Bill Walsh was a firm believer. Midway through your second season, we're going to know by game 24, 25, 26 game, whether, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to be a Hall of Famer, but we're going to know whether you can play or not. And that's exactly where he is right now, and I'm kind of optimistic about the direction Bridgewater's going.
What do you think the Giants' chances are of stopping Ron Rivera's Panthers and their streak, their attempt to equal the great Miami team?
Yeah, they're going to struggle. It's going to be tough, you know, obviously with the secondary and the way they'll match up. I mean, Eli Manning was brilliant last week, mm-hmm. but I just kind of see some turnovers coming that way. Now, I'll take Cam Newton to have a bad game. Maybe he turns the ball over a little bit. I just think Carolina is a much more physically and mentally tough team than the Giants. So when it comes down to that, you know, I haven't seen them blink yet, and I don't think they will now.
It's incredible what they're doing with those wide receivers. You know, I'm looking at Ted Ginn Jr.
I can't believe it.
And Kotchery, and just thinking, you know, say what we want about Newton, and he's never, I don't think he's ever going to be the quarterback, the thrower that looks ideal to any of us. But boy, he's certainly doing something right and always at the right time.
Yeah, it just looks different with him. We got to get used to that.
All right, Brian, a pleasure as always, my friend. We look forward to our visit next week, my friend. Thank you very much.
That is Brian Billick, who joins us weekly to talk football with us on The Score.
Yeah, I guess that's the only reason I have left, just to see what Bridgewater does against the Bears, because I, you know, that's my guy, and I can't make up my mind about him. I mean, he just doesn't get the ball down the field. And I don't even, look, when I say, okay, let one go, would you, kid? Just fire one for me. Just give me a thrill. Just let one just, and once in a while. But I'm still, he's always looking, always check down. And it's like, maybe they don't have anything. Maybe they don't have that guy. Maybe they don't have a lot of things you need to be a good team. But I'm my jury's still out. I don't know where he's at. He's not coming back in for a while. Not sure. I'll find him, though.
Has someone
risk here? Today's early callers. I still am still.
Don't worry about the earlier callers.
You think this will be better?
Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so, now is the chance to expose that person.
Hey, buddy.
312-644-6767. After an update, we'll have
Who You Crappin'
on the Boars and Bernstein Show on The Score.
For the 5-8 Bears, it's a division rematch with the Vikings. We'll be covering it right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turn to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
CBS Mondays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Mondays, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations.